It's interesting. You talked about the public option in your speech. A lot of folks have said that the public option is necessary to bring down costs because the public option can sort of, you know, pseudo-compete with private insurers. Could you explain for audiences, you take a different approach to how a public option would work?
We don't think a public option, a government-run plan, is necessary. And we know that it would exacerbate the issue of cost shifting because the public plan would, like Medicare, charge set, really, lower rates for doctors and hospitals. And that would cost more shifting to the private health plans who would have to pay higher amounts. And we think over time, you know, that can't be a level playing field for competition because the government's both our regulator, we are paying taxes, the government wouldn't be paying taxes, we'd have capital requirements, the government plan wouldn't have capital requirements. So you really can't have a level playing field with government as your competitor.
Do you feel like that the health insurance industry has already kind of won in a sense that a public option is unlikely?
There's significant discussion ongoing about whether a co-op might be in legislation, and I think we need to judge what the co-op might be on these same rules, these same principles as we view a public plan. So that's yet to be decided in terms of whether we'll see a co-op and whether it would have the characteristics that we saw in some of the earlier proposals around a public plan.
So a co-op is more possibly appealing to you, to your industry, than a public option?
I would say that we don't think either are necessary. I think there's a question of whether or not there is sufficient competition. We think there is. We also think it's difficult to have, we have a hard time seeing value being created by either a public plan or a co-op.
How do you get costs down to a point, because healthcare costs obviously are skyrocketing, growing much faster than the rate of inflation. What do you tell those regular folks out there? It's like, okay, how do you keep this manageable, but also, you know, keep the folks' quality of their health care?
What we need to do really essentially at the base is change the way we reimburse for health care costs. So now, for example, the Medicare program and many others pay for quantity rather than quality. And so by paying for an outcome rather than for a procedure, we think over time it's going to keep people healthier and really bend that trend or reduce that health care cost going forward.
You talked about treating health insurance sort of like car insurance. What about the thought that's kind of been floating around of treating health insurance maybe like unemployment insurance? Some folks may pay a little bit extra, so in the event they lose their job, they still have, you know, some kind of health insurance based on some kind of formula. Because for a lot of people, everybody likes their health insurance, but they're fine until they lose their job.
Well, that's exactly why our industry came forward early in the process and said, yes, we need to change the way the individual market works so that people with pre-existing conditions, if you already have, disease or suffering from cancer or had in your past, rather than say, no, you can't get an insurance policy in the individual market because you have a pre-existing condition and you need to go to a high-risk pool or other mechanism, we're saying, no, we can open that up if we make sure that there's an obligation that everyone get coverage.
Have you personally talked with President Obama?
I personally talked with President Obama, yes.
What did he say to you as far as what he would like to see from your industry?
You know, well, I had the opportunity to be with him with a group of business leaders, and I was able to describe our support for health insurance reform and, describe some of the policies we brought forward. And he was more in a listening mode than a speaking mode at the time.
This is February?
I don't remember.
I think it was February.
Yesterday, Waxman announced this investigation into health insurers and small businesses. Can you tell me a little bit about what you think about his, not accusation, but he wants to investigate the purging of small businesses by raising the premiums. Is that what
I'm not really sure all of his intent in terms of particularly the request around small group. You know, he has announced that he's doing an investigation with respect to a number of different activities in health insurance. So asking for compensation, asking for, you know, meetings where we've had meetings and a large volume of information. And then lately he added to that a discussion around the small group market. And frankly, it's hard to understand because small group in most of the states that we operate is highly regulated and is guarantee issue, and which means guarantee issue means that we're going to issue a policy to any small group who applies.
But individually rated.
Individually rated, that's correct.
Which causes, that opens up the potential for purging, right?
Well, see, that's what I'm not sure that I understand, that people are purging small groups, because guarantee renewability is
through
regulated.
Through unaffordable premiums.
Well, and you know, we at Blue Cross, I mean, you know, we've been around for a long time, and so being blue to us means that if you're not our member today, you're going to be our member at some time in the future. And so if we have a group that is unhealthy, our goal is to really get in there and manage the care and make sure that they're engaged in the health, you know, healthcare management programs that we have, disease management programs. We really want those members to get the healthcare that they need.
I know you're in a hurry.
Yeah, she's
one of the things has made healthcare so difficult. One of the old sayings is, reforming healthcare is kind of like going to heaven. Everybody wants to do it, but nobody wants to die today to get there. So what is making this just so hard and so difficult?
I think it's a challenging debate because it is absolutely critical to everyone. Nobody's excluded from this discussion because we all anticipate that we're going to need health care. We have people in our families who need and access health care. And so it's extremely personal and very important to each one of us. So we want to get it right. And so I think we have to be deliberate and thoughtful and try to have a bipartisan solution so we can get something right that will stick, that will last, that will be sustainable and will address these longer-term problems.
I'm sorry, the last part, getting back to the Waxman thing. So do health insurers purge small businesses by raising premiums?
I can say that we do not.
Yeah.
You know, our goal is to price the coverage to reflect, you know, the rising cost of healthcare. We try to reduce that rising cost. We try to be as efficient as we can be. And so, you know, and it's difficult for me to really, you know, we have guarantee renewal, so I'm not really sure what the thinking is around that.
Meaning that the policy will be renewed?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Nice to meet you.
See you guys. Nice to meet you.